Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We are talking with Rudy Davis now, who is supporting Ken Hovind. Now, I'm going to give the address again because he was kind enough to send it to me. And we're going to be joined by Dr. Rowan in just a few minutes, Dr. Robert Rowan, after the next break. But Ken Hovind's mailing address, ready to copy, Santa Rosa County Jail, care of Kent Hovind, H-O-V-I-N-D, P.O. Box 7129, Milton, Florida, 32573. Let me give that again. Santa Rosa County Jail, care of Kent Hovind, P.O. Box 7129, Milton, Florida, 32572. We're talking to his chief bulldog. I mean, I'm telling you, this guy has done an amazing job. In fact, I'm going to tell on you, Rudy. You took off 3 months from your job. You took off 3 months from your job to support him because you believe so much in this case. Why do you believe in Kent Hovind?
I tell you, Joyce, I want to thank you for what you've done today. And I believe in Kent Hovind. When I first got involved in this case, Joyce, I thought somebody else would be doing it. Surely Kent Hovind is surrounded by other, other people that are taking care of the situation, and he's got good help. And then I realized that he has just a few folks. There was a girl in Canada who was running a website, and praise God for her. We had Mr. Ernie Land, and praise God for Kent's 25-year trusted friend. There was a few folks, but it was like, oh my goodness, where is the body of Christ? What have we done? Have we forgotten our brother in the Lord? And now they're trying to put charges on him for the rest of his life. I nearly fell down on my knees and broke down in tears. The more I started to research into his case about the actions of the judge, the U.S. prosecuting attorneys, the IRS agents that were coming against Kent, and I started to understand the true nature of what they had done, it's like, oh my goodness, this man is innocent. He spent 8 years in prison, and now they're trying to keep him in jail for the rest of his life so that he don't get out and expose what's going on. And I became like overwhelmed, and I said, Lord, please guide me and direct me in what I need to do. And it just became so much. I said, the Lord has put me in a position and blessed me that I can take 3 months off in a leave of absence situation. It may extend to 6 months, but I said, Lord, I want to do whatever I can do to help my brother in the Lord. And I'm praising God for people like you, Joyce, that are not ashamed of Kent's chain and allow him to be on your radio show to get his
story
out.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But you don't even live in Florida. You live in Texas, and you are going to be driving down there. You're going to be heading to do everything you can to support this man because you believe in him. Like you were saying, he has led 700 people to Christ in prison. He's doing probably, I'm sure, a lot of evangelism and teaching while he's in there. But the man is a phenomenal man, and I just don't want to see this happen to one more person for one more lifetime charge. We cannot let this happen, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what the answer is, but God does, and then Yahweh knows the answer. So it is up to him to show us what to do. And if you pray, I'm sure he will give you a job. I'm sure he will show you what to do. So again, the address is Kent Hovind, Santa Rosa Sheriff's Department. And it is at, let me see here, P.O. Box 7129, Milton, Florida, 32572. But do not send stamps or money. You can't do that. There's a whole system for that. Anything else you'd like to add? We've only got a couple of minutes left in this segment. Anything else you'd like to do?
Joyce, that the same judge that he had 8 years ago is the same judge that he has now. There's been some disputed things about what she said in the original trial transcripts, and I won't go into that because we don't have time. But what is not disputed, and on page 12 of the sentencing trial transcript that anybody can download from pacer.gov, Judge Margaret Casey Rogers, who's the same judge that he has today that he had 8 years ago, referred to Kent Hovind's ministry, Creation Science Ministry. She referred to Kent Hovind as the leader or organizer of an extensive criminal operation. She should recuse herself immediately. Kent Hovind has asked her to recuse herself multiple times, and she has refused to do so. So there are people that just, they're blinded. They don't understand the true nature of this man. They think that there's, you know, they just view him in a completely different light. I cannot
Absolutely.
Begin to
Because
fathom.
They put the word tax on it. Thank you very much. I appreciate you so much, Rudy, for what you're doing. We really support you and Kent Hovind. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with Dr. Robert Rowan.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, ladies and gentlemen. Kent Hovind, I just want to say real quickly before we leave that subject, is a phenomenal stand-up man. I can't tell you all about his story. I don't know the history behind it. I don't have a dog in that fight, except I don't want to see an innocent man go to prison. I do not want to see an innocent man spend 100 flaming years in prison. So do what you can. Go to the website. Check it out at drdino.com. We're going to change the subject now and talk to a person who is a, not only is Dr. Robert Rowan a Phi Beta Kappa from Johns Hopkins. That is something I never, ever even came close to. That means you're really, really smart, as you all know. He graduated medical school, University of California at San Francisco. He's been board certified, recertified by the American Boards of Family Practice, Emergency Medicine. He served on the Alaska State Medical Board. Dr. Rowan is affectionately known as the father of medical freedom for very good reasons, and we'll talk about that. And I got to tell you, he is the gold standard when it comes to a lot of things in natural medicine. And I'll tell you, there is nobody in the natural medicine arena that does not know the name Dr. Robert Rowan. The website is docrowan.com, D-O-C-R-O-W-E-N. Thank you so much, Dr. Rowan, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, the thanks goes to you, Joyce. It's a pleasure to be on with you again.
Thank you. It's been a long, long time. You are also the author of a co-author of a book that we carry. Tell the listeners about that book and what prompted you, if you don't mind, since that book is so well known here on the Power Hour, what prompted you to write the book?
Well, you're talking about They Own It All, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
That goes way, way back. In 20 or more years ago, I saw doctor after doctor like me losing their licenses for doing nothing but helping people. And I couldn't understand how such a thing could happen in a country that's supposed to be free. And that led me on a crusade in Alaska to get legislation passed to protect medical freedom, which actually did happen very quickly, and that was rubber stamped in other states. But then one thing happened after another when I came to California, and I started studying the issue a lot more, and I came to realize that the fundamental problem, this was with the help of my co-author, Ron McDonald, I came to realize that the fundamental problem with our country is the currency we're using. It's sort of like, let's put this in medical terms. And you're a nurse. If your blood is poisoned, if you have sepsis, you're in big trouble. Your cells are going to be, your cells are going to die. They're being poisoned. Well, we have a currency that's toxic. Why? It's because it's not, it violates all the tenets of what the Republic was founded upon and the Constitution. It's not backed by gold or silver, as is required, and it's made by an entity that's not part of the United States government. There's a lien on it, and people don't realize it. The notes are obligations of the United States. And when you get paid in these, you're then using someone else's property. And when you use someone else's property, you're subject to their terms, rules, and regulations. You know, you lent me your car, wouldn't I be subject to the terms of you lending me your car?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think so. And when you rent a car, even if you rent it and you pay to rent it, you're subject to the terms, rules, and regulations. Well, most of the people in this country don't realize it, but our currency is leaned. And when you use it, then you're subject to their terms, rules, and regulations. And I came to see through Ron that much of what has happened to us in this country has happened through the compelled use of what I call poison circulation, toxic currency.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you see, this doctor is not a typical doctor. He understands, ladies and gentlemen, They Own It All, including you. That book is at the Power Mall, and I'm telling you, it is well worth it. It's going to open up a whole new arena for you. Those people who don't understand that they own it all and how you are leveraged within the system. I want to move on to other things, but you are so, you know, it's such a joy to get you on the show because you know a little bit of everything. And I want to run through a couple of other things that have really concerned me of recent. And that is, I just saw a video, a documentary that was done on Cipro. I was absolutely shocked. Now, I'm not going to ask you to make any value judgments or medical advice on this issue, but as a nurse, there is so much I do not know and did not know. That's why we want to warn people to educate themselves, and I know you're all about this, before they take any pharmaceutical drugs or before they do anything, whether it's vaccination or whatever. But this issue of Cipro is huge. I was not aware of that.
I haven't seen the documentary, Joyce, but Cipro belongs to a class of drugs that we call flox. People can get what the common term is, you get floxed when you take these drugs. I have seen a large number of patients who are never the same after they take it. The drugs can damage your mitochondria, and severely, and people will get crippled. All antibiotics actually have the potential to do this. One reason is that believe it or not, your mitochondria, the energy furnaces of the cell, many researchers believe that they're ancient bacteria or ancient organisms that fused into cells containing nucleuses. Those are called eukaryotic cells, and they become the energy furnaces of the cell. And they have properties not too dissimilar to bacteria. Well, when you take an antibiotic, you may actually be directly damaging your mitochondria. And I sat with a PharmD last night at dinner, and we got to talking about it, and he agreed. Virtually every antibiotic can do it, but some are far worse than others, and Cipro is one of them, Levaquin. All of these are, to me, highly dangerous last resort drugs, and that leads me to what I do, which is I know one reason why you wanted to talk to me, and that's oxidation therapy, because if I write one prescription, at this point, Joyce, at this point in my life, 10 years ago, I used to say if I wrote two. Now, if I write one prescription for an antibiotic in a year, I've written a lot.
You are kidding. That is amazing. I had no idea. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about Dr. Robert Rowan, MD, Johns Hopkins University. We are talking about top of his class. We are talking University of California at San Francisco. This man has been able to say to the medical profession, not no, but heck no, but how he is doing it and why. What was your epiphany, sir? What was it that made you say, whatever I have learned is not right. I need to go down a different path. What was the one thing that you recall?
There's actually two. The first was in my third year of medical school. Towards the end of that year, I just saw that what we were doing in the medical establishment, UCSF is one of the esteemed institutions, I saw that what we were doing was simply poisoning people with chemicals, and we weren't getting them better. We were just covering up symptoms and, in many cases, making them much worse. And I almost quit. I fell into a real funk, and I almost quit. But I decided to stay with it and just commit myself to looking for ways not to use these petrochemical pharmaceuticals. And then several years later, in 1982, I attended a course on acupuncture where I saw actual miracles being done by someone just using his hands on people, just manipulating them, doing kinesiology. And I said, this was very hard for me to understand. And then that changed my life more than anything else. And after that, I made a major jump. I was a happy practicing family and emergency room physician at the time in the Indian Health Service. I promptly left, and I went on the path of nutrition, then chelation therapy for heavy metals. And then in 1986, I got into oxidation therapy, and that changed my life more than anything else.
Oxidation therapies, that's what we're going to be talking about, because there are things you can do, ladies and gentlemen, that are options out there. And in fact, I actually thought that there was only one state that could do oxidation therapies until when I started looking into it and found out that that's not true. I will say this, that you've heard of ozone, and I'm going to let him explain ozone and what is it. Is it the stuff from the clouds that turns you, you know, all the stories they want to tell you? What is ozone? But I want to give this statement. After I had Gulf War illness so badly, I went to Pennsylvania to get, drove to Pennsylvania to get ozone therapy. After nothing helped me, after getting 10 vaccines in one day, and that helped me tremendously. That got me started on the route to being better. So I know that it has an amazing effect. Now, you probably see this day after day after day, and that's no big aha experience to you. But it was amazing to me what I experienced after having ozone therapy. So talk about oxidative therapies and ozone.
Ozone belongs to a group of therapies called oxidative. And what oxidation means chemically is taking electrons. Oxygen steals, takes electrons. So when we talk about that, we mean that we're using substances that deal with pulling electrons. And what does that do? Well, let's talk about the others. Ozone therapy, ultraviolet blood irradiation therapy, intravenous hydrogen peroxide therapy, intravenous high-dose vitamin C therapy, and there are a couple other ones as well. And all of these have a lot in common. And do I hear music for a break?
Yeah, we've got a break here. We'll be back after this four-minute break with the Dr. Robert Rowan. Remember, the book is available at the Power Hour. They own it all, including you. Now, that's not about oxidative therapies. That's about how they own your body. We'll be back after this four-minute break. Dr. Robert Rowan, this is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, and doing the next right and honorable thing like Dr. Robert Rowan has been doing for years. And I want you to know this man has gone against the system over and over again. He has been standing and then standing. And you know what? for you. He and his wife are physicians, and they do a phenomenal, phenomenal job. And I just, those of you who are located in Santa Rosa, California, are fortunate enough to be able to have him possibly as a physician. But we give no medical advice on this program. This is for your educational and entertainment purposes only. He wanted me to stress the Robert Rowan channel on YouTube. There's a lot of excellent information there. You don't have to hear it on this program because you're going to want to get more background. And you can either get a CD of this program from the Power Hour for $5 and listen to it, or and you can also go to Robert Rowan channel. You all know how to go to YouTube/user/RobertRowanChannel.com. That's ROWEN.com. Also the Facebook page. We'll have all that posted in the email blast. So all you have to do is click on it. It'll take you. Catherine will be kind enough to take you right to it. And we'll send Dr. Rowan a copy of the email blast so he can see where we did this, how we did this today. So, all right, we're talking about oxidative therapies. You mentioned a number of them. How do we know they work? How do we know they are effective, Dr. Rowan?
Let me just make one correction, if I might, Joyce. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/user/Robert Rowan, R-O-W-E-N, M-D.
Oh, Robert Rowan, M-D. Okay, got it.
Yes, youtube.com/user/Robert Rowan, M-D. Okay, how do we know these therapies work? This is not fly by night. This is based on research, hard research, that's come out of Germany, Italy, even Cuba. Yes, Fidel Castro gave the world a gift. He funded in 1986 the Havana Cuban Ozone Research Center, and they have done incredible studies on what ozone does, as have the Italians and Germans. Let's go through some of the properties of ozone therapy. And by the way, this is going to apply to virtually all of the oxidation therapies. They all have similar but slightly different mechanisms. Joyce, you're a nurse. What is the most important thing to keep you alive and heal the body?
Easy, oxygen.
Thank you. Bang. You're dead in 3 minutes without oxygen. Oxygen heals. Where you have inflammation, you have swelling, less circulation, and larger volume for the oxygen to diffuse through to get to the cells that are desperately needing the oxygen. Oxygen is required for your brain every second. In 3 seconds, you will pass out if you don't have circulation to your brain to get oxygen in. So, what does ozone do? When you give ozone therapy, it stimulates the red cells to make a mysterious compound called 2,3-DGP, and that's what causes the red cells to release oxygen from the hemoglobin. Your cells could be 100% loaded with oxygen, but it doesn't unload the cargo without the 2,3-DGP, and you could be oxygen starved. Ozone stimulates that. Number one.
Okay.
Number two, ozone improves the flexibility of the red blood cell. That's called rheology, flow properties of blood. The red cell is actually larger in diameter than your capillary is. It can't get through. It has to bend and flex. And if it doesn't do that, it backs up like a New York City street, because it can't get through the traffic light. Same thing in with your red cells. Ozone improves flexibility of the red cell, hence better circulation. It gets better than this. What else does ozone do? It modulates the immune system. In other words, immune cells talk to each other with chemicals called cytokines and interferons. That's their communication. And the immune system can get out of balance where you have inflammatory cytokines promoting white cells to come and create inflammation, and a lack of anti-inflammatory cytokines, or vice versa. If you have pro-inflammatory cytokines in your joint, for example, you will get arthritis, inflammation in the joint, and that could be osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis. Now, don't get me wrong, you need inflammation. If you don't have inflammation, an invader comes, you can't mount a resistance. Does that make sense?
Right. Okay.
You've got to pull out the artillery and start shooting. But with inflammation that's unbridled, you get collateral damage. your own cells start to take a hit. And that's what happens with Ebola. And we can get to that in a moment because I went to Sierra Leone. Now, on the other hand, if you have an underactive immune system, ozone helps to raise the pro-inflammatory cytokines. In other words,
Okay, remember where we are, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this break talking about what it does for the body. This is really priceless information coming from the absolute expert in the United States and the world on this subject. Stay tuned. Back in three.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about the truth, and it's all about studying, and it's all about getting the best people in the country to be guests on the Power Hour to share with you. And boy, I'll tell you what, we've got it with Dr. Robert Rowan. I love name dropping his name. I just love to do that. Hell yeah, I know him because he has such an incredible reputation in the natural medicine industry. You're talking about the cytokines and what happens in the cell when you use ozone. First of all, I think we should tell everybody and define what ozone is. What is O3? What does that mean? And then go ahead with the effect on the body, if you would, please, sir.
Ozone is made is oxygen, but it's O3 instead of O2. The way it's made, either ultraviolet radiation or an electric spark can split O2 into two O1s, two oxygen atoms, and they fly apart with that energy, and they ram into an O2, and they become O3. O3 is the strongest naturally occurring oxidizer on the planet. It occurs in nature, lightning makes it, and you can smell it after a wonderful summer thunderstorm. The air smells sweet, and that's the presence of ozone. It's nature. It's a key cleanser of nature. Ozone and smog is totally different. I mean, when you hear about ozone and they warn you about it, yes, it's from ozone and smog, which comes from pollution. So forget that. We're talking about medical ozone here, which is made from pure oxygen, and it is an extraordinarily powerful oxidant that leaves no toxic residue, because oxygen is not toxic. You can't live without it.
Right. Okay.
So let's talk about more about what ozone does. It modulates cytokines and interferons, so if your body is in a pro-inflammatory state with too much inflammation and you get ozone, it brings the inflammation down. It is the best anti-inflammatory I've ever seen in my life. And there's no toxicity. It doesn't burn a hole in your stomach. It doesn't destroy your cartilage like NSAIDs do. NSAIDs actually relieve your pain today and destroy your cartilage tomorrow, and that's well known. Ozone has none of those properties. Let's go a little bit further. In addition to modulating the immune system, which is key for inflammatory conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and other inflammatory diseases, ozone has direct killing properties on microorganisms. Direct. And that's what led me to Africa, which we're going to get to in a moment. But let me tell you how it does it on bacteria first. And you don't have to believe me. Go to my YouTube channel. I have patients who have had Lyme disease, who had cellulitis, who were in significant problems. They get ozone therapy, and their lives are changed almost instantly. Ozone O3 literally punches a hole in a bacterium. That's how it kills a bacteria. It oxidizes its cell wall so fast that it hemorrhages out. Now, you were in the military. If you were just wounded in your arm, you could get up, pick up your gun, and shoot it and kill the guy who's coming at you, right?
Yes, yes.
But if you get shot through the heart and you hemorrhage instantly, you're done for. There's no way to mount a resistance. That's what ozone does to a bacteria. It literally hemorrhages it, it spills its guts out, and it can't get resistant to it. If it did, we'd have a totally different universe. We'd have bacteria floating in air resistant to ultraviolet. They've had 4 billion years to get resistant to oxidants. Ultraviolet's an oxidant, and they haven't done it. So ozone kills bacteria on contact, and 100 times faster than chlorine does. Everyone knows about bleach because they wipe off surfaces with bleach. There's articles out there that ozone will kill bacteria in microseconds, whereas chlorine might take 100 seconds. So I call it 100 times faster. Then we come to viruses. That's what led me to Africa. Ozone inactivates viruses. That's known. And if you go to my Facebook page, Dr. Robert J. Rowan, you will see a whole treatise there posted over time on my trip to Sierra Leone and why ozone is the ideal treatment for Ebola. So let's talk about why it's going to work for Ebola, and then you'll understand why it works for other viruses too. Most viruses, including polio, including measles, including Norwalk virus, have on their lipid envelopes glycoproteins. Now, a viral structure is a strand of DNA or RNA in the middle of it, surrounded by a lipid envelope, that's a fatty envelope, and on the surface are little spikes called glycoproteins. A glycoprotein is a protein with a sugar molecule. Glyco means sugar. And the key to their ability to get into your cell are what's called sulfhydryl groups, SH groups, a sulfur and a hydrogen. Now, These groups have to be reduced. SH. Reduce means rich in electrons. The virus can't get into your cell if these groups are oxidized and the electrons stripped away. And instead of it being SH, it's SS. So the hydrogens are gone. Oxygen, the ozone, has pulled off a hydrogen and its electron to make water. So one way to inactivate the viruses is expose them to ozone. The strong oxidant then will burn off the hydrogen and make water from the SH group, rendering the virus inactive. It can't get into your cell without reduced sulfhydryl groups. It's like chopping your fingers off so you can't open the jar. Your hand's still there, but the fingers are bound up or taken away, and you can't actually turn the cap. When you do this to a virus, you oxidize the virus. It can't get into your cell, and if it can't get into your cell, it can't do a damn thing to you, because all viruses have to get inside the cell to wreak their havoc. Mm-hmm. And if they stay outside the cell, then your immune system can see it and wipe them out.
Okay,
that's
now
how ozone works.
Okay, how this sounds like a phenomenal thing, and I know all the listeners are saying, okay, everybody out there knows that Joyce has 4-stage bone cancer. If it's so good, why doesn't Joyce do it, and why doesn't Joyce use that as a means for treatment of cancer? And I get this all the time. So every time somebody comes on like yourself that is a natural medicine person, they'll say, well, why aren't you doing that, Joyce? Now, not everything is effective for all people. I have been able to show that, and I am sorry that that is true, and I had to learn it the hard way. But there are things that work and things that don't work for cancer. What do we know about ozone and cancer?
There are articles out. If you go to PubMed, PubMed.com, you could type in the word ozone and cancer, and you'll see a lot of articles come up. You could do that on Google. There are articles that show that ozone really makes a lot of sense for cancer, because if you get more oxygen to cancer, the cancer behaves less aggressively. So that alone makes ozone a worthy subject for cancer. Now, Joyce, you hit the nail on the head. Not everything works for everybody. It's the same. If you pour a bunch of flu viruses on 100 people, 30 will get bad disease, 30 won't get it at all, and 40 will get some degree of the disease. The same thing when it comes to helping a patient get better. It's a bell-shaped curve. No one substance is going to fit the bill for everybody.
Right.
So what if you go to my YouTube channel, there's a playlist for cancer. I have some cancer patients, including a 76-year-old Indian Swami who barely could get through the front door. He was terminal with colon cancer, huge metastasis to the liver, 10 centimeters, the size of your fist, two of them. And that was more than 5 years ago. I mean, if he was still alive getting chemotherapy, they'd be jumping up and down. But he would have only made it, in my opinion, maybe a couple weeks. The man's alive and well today, and there's no trace of cancer in his body.
Wow. Now, again,
in a year and a half, his liver mets were gone. I did send him to have the primary taken out, and the surgeon couldn't believe what he saw. Very easy surgery. Took the primary. The mets were gone, and the Swami has no cancer today.
Okay, and again, we are not making any claims. We are not making any promises. We are not doing anything other than saying that in that case it had an effective, it was effective. But not everything
was effective. There are others, but there are also others it was not effective.
Okay, and I think that's an important thing to realize here. And, you know, I was one of those people that believed that if you take a handful of walnuts every day, you won't ever get cancer, and anything else that I read on, you know, natural news or whatever, I would do, and it doesn't work that way. And so I just want everybody to understand there is a way to go about this. You need to find a good, competent natural medicine person or good, competent physician who understands what we're talking about here. All right, you mentioned, you know, a lot of people want me to talk about and want someone to talk about hydrogen peroxide. Is that an issue that you also consider part of the oxidative therapies?
It absolutely is. You can do hydrogen peroxide a few ways. The main way is intravenous. And hydrogen peroxide, in 1920, it was published in The Lancet, a major British journal. There was this, the great Spanish influenza outbreak of 1918 that ended World War I. It did more to end the war than did the military hostilities. It killed 5 million people on the planet. British physician Oliver in India was faced with a bad epidemic where the influenza virus got into the lungs. And remember, where you have inflammation, you get fluid, and viruses cannot be treated even today if you get viral pneumonia. Fluid accumulates in the lung, and you can't breathe. You don't get any oxygen. He decided to give intravenous hydrogen peroxide, which in material costs a few cents. He cut the mortality rate of influenza pneumonia by close to 50%. That's phenomenal.
Wow.
And medicine never picked it up. Why? Because that was the beginning of the chemical age. That's why we don't see ozone out there. We're dealing with patented petrochemical pharmaceuticals. Where you make money, you can't make money on this type of thing, or at least the corporations that run the country don't. When I say run the country, I'm talking about they own the government. So let's go back to hydrogen peroxide. I got into hydrogen peroxide a little later than ozone, and I've used it. I like it, but I don't like it because it happens to be tough on veins, at least in my hands. Other guys, they don't see it as bad, but hydrogen peroxide can make your veins disappear. So I don't use it a lot. If you have a central venous line where you don't have to worry about your peripheral veins, it's not a problem. It works almost identically to ozone therapy.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Then let's talk about, I don't want to leave out anything here. Let's talk about vitamin C, IV infusions, and the other ones that are available that people can research and decide to do themselves.
Most integrative physicians, whether or not they do the oxidation therapies, do intravenous vitamin C. A fellow named Fred Klenner many years ago published a lot of stuff on giving moderate to high doses of intravenous vitamin C to cure just about everything, from polio to infections. And we heard Linus Pauling, who won two Nobel Prizes, extremely rare if it was ever done more than once, promoted vitamin C therapy, and he was laughed at by the establishment. And a study was done that discredited his work because they just gave 10 grams of vitamin C orally and it didn't work, so he was laughed at. Well, somebody picked up on it and said, not so fast. Maybe taking it by mouth isn't the way to go. Mark Levine at the National Institutes of Health conducted a series of studies on giving intravenous vitamin C and found that if you give it that way, you get far, far higher blood levels. And then the ascorbic acid, which is what vitamin C is, moves out of the bloodstream into the interstitial fluids, where in a series of reactions, it gets transformed, believe it or not, into hydrogen peroxide.
And, interesting.
And in the interstitial fluid, that means outside the bloodstream, an enzyme called catalase doesn't exist. Catalase exists in the blood. Catalase is an enzyme that destroys hydrogen peroxide by converting it back to oxygen and water. That doesn't exist outside of the bloodstream. It's in the interstitial fluid. So the hydrogen peroxide then gets created, and like water, it can move directly into a cell inclusive of a cancer cell. And cancer cells don't like oxidants. So he found the mechanism of how vitamin C might be active for cancer. And it's probably the same mechanism of why intravenous vitamin C might be useful for polio and for all the other viruses and infections. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you to run out and get vitamin C for your cancer either, because in my hands, I haven't seen high-dose vitamin C work for cancer. Some of my colleagues have. I think there's a bit more to cancer than one single thing.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you what you recommend because we're not going to give any medical advice at this point. But what other issues do we want to talk about in oxidative therapies before we move on? Oh, and by the way, let's see. Yeah, before we move on to being able to bring up the tail end of this discussion on vaccines, because I value your information on that also. Anything else you want to mention in oxidative therapies?
Yeah, the last thing is the final member of the group is called ultraviolet blood irradiation therapy. And in this country, there was a machine called the KNOTT machine that was around, and there's still a couple machines left in the country where you take blood out, treat it with ultraviolet energy. Remember we talked about the sun making ozone? Ultraviolet energy and ozone are basically the same thing. They carry the same wavelength because when you make ozone, it's essentially like carrying an ultraviolet photon. And the blood is given back. He detailed people in the 1940s. This is before large-scale antibiotics, who were on death's door from bacterial infections, death's door, who walked out of the hospital days later. And the American Journal of Surgery, published in 1947, was an article on about 500 cases who received ultraviolet blood irradiation therapy at the Hahnemann Hospital in Philadelphia, which was the last remaining homeopathic hospital until it also succumbed to pharma. And there were some 240 or 50 consecutive cases. Now, that's its own double-blind study when you have consecutive cases. And they showed that if you caught a bacterial infection early, you had basically 100% recovery. If you caught it moderately advanced, you'd have a 98% recovery. And if you caught them on death's door, when they were moribund, comatose, you had close to a 50% recovery.
With wow.
One, two, or three of these sessions before antibiotics. And it didn't matter whether it was antibiotic resistant or not, because this is not an antibiotic. It would cure staph, and that's been published.
Wow, that is incredible.
MRSA. It's on my YouTube channel. I've had a couple cases of MRSA come into my office, and with oxidation therapy, fixed, bang, fast.
Wonderful. That is amazing. Now, to be able to find, can you give out some websites for people in states? What kind of website is there for oxidative therapies to find out physicians who are involved in this in different states?
There's a couple. OxygenHealingTherapies.com is one. If you're interested in someone I've trained, you can go to my own website, DocRowan.com. That just lists
okay.
the people I've trained.
Okay, DocRowan.com. DocRowan.com. We're going to come back after this 3-minute break. Final segment with Doc Rowan. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It's all about your own education. Do not trust your body to anyone else. I got to tell you, I cannot say that enough over and over again. Do not trust your body to anyone else or that of your child. It is your job to know your body and your business. I think I'm very appreciative of Dr. Rowan joining us today. Dr. Robert Rowan is the best of the best out there in the natural medicine arena, and I support him so much and appreciate so much what he is doing. I want to encourage you to go to his website, drrowan.com. There are a number of places that you can see his information. It'll all be in the email blast when you get it today. So we'll send that out at around 5 p.m. so you'll have all the information on where you can find his videos, his information. On the subject of vaccines, we've only got about 3 minutes left here, but you know, we've been doing a real special with Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, Dr. Jack Wolfson on the program this week. You know, we have been hitting home the issue of vaccines because people just cannot get it that vaccination is not immunization. And the danger, I mean, I'm one to speak of it. I had 10 in one day, and I think I can pretty well speak to the effects that I got and many of the military people who received. One-third of the Gulf War veterans who got the anthrax or got the shots, to my knowledge, got cancer or MS. 33% got cancer, and I don't remember what the percentage is, but it's quite high on MS. Now, that's huge. Now, how can we possibly be getting cancer and MS from vaccines? How does that allegedly happen?
First, Joyce, let me correct my name spelling. It's R-O-W-E-N, not
A-N. What did I say? A-N? Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
That's okay. Now, how does this all intertwine? It does. Vaccines, I'm going to say this point blank. Vaccines derange the immune system. End of story. It's quite possible that your cancer could have come from the vaccines simply because your immune system has been screwed up. How do we know this is happening? Well, there was a study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. My God, the New England Journal of Medicine.
Yeah.
Why don't the idiots see this? That talks about the vaccine, the hygiene hypothesis, and it shows if you superimpose a graph, as vaccines came into vogue and as infectious disease fell, like measles, chickenpox, mumps, if you superimpose it, you see a rise in asthma, multiple sclerosis, inflammatory bowel disease. We now have 26% of our children getting diseases like asthma and eczema. 26%. This is beyond epidemic. I would call this a pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, why is it? I mean, things like peanut allergies. We never heard of peanut allergies 20 or 30 years ago. Where is this all coming from?
Well, I don't. You know, I still don't believe that you should be giving a baby anything but the breast for the first 6 months of life. That's my own opinion. I mean, just look at nature. But if you start getting these vaccines, your immune system gets deranged. Let me give you a hard example. They're not looking at this. If you just delay the DPT vaccine, which they start at 2 months, you know, when a baby is 2 months, it should be at its mother's breast, no other place, or sleeping. At 2 months, they start putting these chemicals in. Well, the article showed that if you just delay the first DPT by 2 months, you cut the risk of asthma in half.
Wow. Wow. Listen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Get this CD from the Power Hour. It's only $5. And share that with mothers that need this information. Thank you so much, Dr. Robert Rowan, for joining us on the Power Hour today. R-O-W-E-N, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Dr. Rowan. Amazing show.
Ladies and
gentlemen, thank you so much. Tomorrow, Jack Blood will be on, and I do know that he's going to have Daniel Estulin on. I don't know who else is going to be on, but Jack Blood will be tomorrow. I will be back on Friday, and we're going to be talking about cancer salves with Ingrid Neiman. You all have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, bless you all. Thank you for joining us at the Power Hour. We appreciate your support. We love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow.